Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio signaling that President Trump may soon walk away from peace talks if there is no movement soon between Ukraine and Russia. Students are talking about the deadly shooting on the Florida State campus on Thursday. Mackenzie Heater says she was just a few feet away from the gunman when he began firing shots.
I noticed he was waving around a bigger rifle. That's when he shot the rifle, and I was just confused, like, was that really just a shot? And that's when I noticed him go in his car and pull out the handgun and then shoot that woman.
Two people were killed, at least four others wounded in Tallahassee in police custody after being shot by police, suspected gunman named Phoenix Eichmann. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen meeting face-to-face with Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, the immigrant mistakenly deported from Maryland to El Salvador last month. Texas lawmakers approving a bill to spend $1 billion in public money on a voucher program so parents can send their children to private schools. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Storms rolled through this morning and lots of places saw hail. According to meteorologist Brittany Merlot, in our area, Brooklyn and Edgerton had reports of baseball-sized hail. I saw pictures of some hail in Edgerton. It was definitely bigger than a golf ball. Where I live on Madison's west side, we had more pea to marble-sized hail. Lots of people will be checking their cars for damage today. We did need this rain. It's been a dry spring so far. And a contract has been awarded for the long-awaited Imagination Center on the east side. It's a unique plan, the city's first library inside a park. Corporate contractors of Beloit came in way below budget. The city expected costs of more than $18 million, but their bid was $13.2 million. Advocates fought hard for it, saying the area desperately needed resources. The goal is to provide services to residents, including the folks experiencing homelessness in that area. It's expected to serve 26,000 people. They want to start construction this summer and open the Imagination Center next year. And Sun Prairie has hired a new police chief. They've chosen Kevin Warwick, the Green Bay PD operations commander. The last chief retired in February. Warwick will be sworn in on May 12th. And after years of planning and protest, a pipeline in western Wisconsin will move forward fast. And that's because of measures from the Trump administration. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Bernard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline.
That's Jimmy Kuska reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We're going to see temperatures dropping as well from the 70s this morning into the low to mid 60s by late this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to be kicking through. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Author and columnist Doug Moe joins us. His new work called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats, about the University of Wisconsin biochemist. Don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It's not that anyone is defending Mr. Abrego Garcia as whether he should remain here or not. It is just due process is so fundamental to our system of government that, and without it, and this is just such a good example of why, because if he had due process, he would not have been removed. Then they would have had to go through the process of proving it. And this is why due process matters, so you don't make mistakes like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Goldman, thank you.
He's good.
Okay. Oh, it is time for the blackest hour in radio. Is on a safari and there's a lion behind her. The lion's sleeping tonight. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
On a scale of 1 to 11 billion, how shocked are you that the Florida shooter's a 20-year-old white supremacist douchebag?
Yeah.
Because you know why? The guns in the home loose and all of that, that's just always the mixture.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's always the mixture. We know what this recipe is.
Yeah. I mean, it takes 2 seconds in the age of the internet to find him in a MAGA cap, to talk to other students that would. This is the one that went to school with him.
Yep.
He said Eichner touted what right-wing conspiracy theories, hateful ideas, among them the theory Joe Biden illegally came into office. Rosa Parks was in the wrong. Black people were ruining his neighborhood. I remember thinking this man should not have access to firearms. he was in a political roundtable with him.
Yep.
Basically, the student said our only rule was no Nazis, and he espoused so much white supremacist rhetoric and far-right rhetoric as well, to the point where we had to exercise that rule.
Wow. And I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Look at Mama and Daddy,
Thank
too.
Thank you. She's a cop.
And you know what? I just want to say this really quickly. Have we noticed the kit gloves that we have been utilizing, talking about his mother? This is an awful situation. When a black man, black child, shoots somebody, do we go and look and see what his mama did for a living? to excuse.
And I mean a black child. I mean an under 18-year-old black
That's
person.
That's what I'm saying. This is an adult. That behavior.
This is an adult.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that he has a parent. He has parents, and that he lived. It sounds like he lived at home, but he's an adult.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we've discussed that white people never grow up, as you know.
No, they don't.
No, yeah. No, they don't. No, and immediately it's about his competency,
his trauma, not his possible.
His trauma, his not his illness. Criminality.
No. No,
I mean, even what I said to Chris, imagine if this were a trans person, an undocumented immigrant. And Chris said, if you go in the right-wing fever swamps, they don't care. They just lie.
Oh, yeah.
They're calling him a leftist. They won't admit that he's obviously a white supremacist MAGA guy. I mean, they just lie about it. They go, no, he's I don't know what they're basing, that he's a leftist. But, you know, that's what it doesn't matter.
That he went
matter.
To college, I guess. I don't know. It's just, They don't, there is no, this is the thing, these people are stupid and deranged. You know, and they really refuse. There is no truth with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I was struck by this. I saved this to Sherrilyn Ifill tweet for you. Just all of this, you know, DEI nonsense and colleges. Mm-hmm. She just said, this is it. They can't compete, and they cannot countenance seeing black people who can. So the rules of competence have been changed to meet their level.
Right.
I mean, almost everyone in the Trump administration is an incompetent white person.
Absolutely. Yes. Right. Absolutely. And wealthy by birth. And they think that that gives them some God-given right to oppress others. But what they do not understand is that we are all, a lot of us are educated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And we understand our rights. You can't pull how many marbles in the jar again on us.
Right. Right. So I hate to do this to you, but, you know, Jason Selvig, our friend at Good Liars, because, you know, we sit here today, 70-something days in, and, you know, every day we're just like, oh, my God, how did we get here? This is a guy in a Confederate flag T-shirt that he is, Jason Selvig is interviewing.
Keep it flying? And why do you want to keep it flying?
Why would anybody want to erase our heritage?
Well, some people would say that that flag symbolizes racism, it symbolizes slavery, and they might have some valid points there.
That's their opinion, you know, they're welcome to their opinion if they want it.
Are you pro-slavery or against slavery?
I have no comment, but thank you for the interview.
I'll give you one more chance. Pro or anti-slavery?
No comment.
What?
I'll give you one more opportunity to say if you're pro or anti-slavery.
No comment.
All right. Well, there you have it. No comment on the if you're in favor of slavery or not.
Yeah. That is the comment. The comment is yes.
Absolutely.
Which is weird because he would just be a poor white person who couldn't get a job, which I guess is indifferent from now, probably. But
I mean, somebody said yesterday, right, Chris, like it's like we took every horrible thing we've done in our history and said, let's do all that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slavery, internment camps, dying of black lung disease in coal mines, measles, polio. Yep.
I mean, we're hard-headed.
Everybody's like, you know what? I'm tasty. I'm hungry for the good old days. Mm-hmm. You know, some TB and some black lung.
I love
give it
some
all
polio.
To me.
I want children dying working in factories. What the good old days? You know, when women couldn't, you could beat your wife with a branch.
Yeah, and she wouldn't run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blue skied. Elon Musk's forehead is so big, most of it is still living in apartheid, which I thought so
That's
eerily
wonderful.
Accurate. And
I was feeling mature.
But you know, Frangel, I don't know if you've heard me talking all week that, you know, this Doge giving data to the Russians thing as, you know, I am not a conspiracy theorist, you know, but I got to say, Mike said online, I hope I live long enough to see the truth come out about Musk's tampering with our election. You know, it's true. I understand people's suspicions given all of the news stories now since then, you know, and then he and Putin tampering in all these elections overseas to get far right candidates in. This is not new. It's what Paul Manafort was doing, right?
Yes. We just need some crack in that. We need some sort of information.
Well, a whistleblower is where, how we found this stuff out.
That's
treason, them giving data to the Russians. But and is it a coincidence that it was Russian bomb threats that closed all these polling places in Democratic strongholds?
Oh, no.
No.
Absolutely not. But you know what? The good thing, this is the good part. It's not a really good one, so don't get too excited. But I feel like I used to be worried about, you know, my identity being stolen. And now I'm like, you know,
It's out there.
Like, let's dance.
You know, the last time my identity was stolen, I made $13,000.
She made That's the blackest story ever. That was the blackest story.
She made money.
Do tell.
This person kept depositing money in her account in the middle of the night.
They're doing identity theft wrong.
They were laundering this money.
Okay.
Right. Clearly. They would take out, like, what they put in 1,000 and take out. $800
And then they would leave the money in. But then some days they didn't take it out. And then some days they would take it out to the penny. So what was, I kept going to Citibank going, this is not my money. And they were like, ma'am. And they were like, ma'am, we cannot. And it's like, you need to close this account.
So the bank held you up, right, basically?
Yes. And they wouldn't. They couldn't close the account. So every day I would come in and take out $1,000 and say, close this account.
And then the person would reopen it and put more money in it. And this went on for a long time. How long did it go on for?
Like a month.
Yeah. Wow. And they just refused to let her close the account without taking the money. So we just got them to sign a letter saying all of this so that they could never come back on her later and be like,
I still have that file.
Yeah, you need to keep it forever because you know how they like to do us.
Anyway, I just, I mean, it's just every story. I keep saying it's one story. It all ends up being Russia. I mean, Trump is clearly signaling he's about to hand Ukraine to Russia, right? Marco Rubio's like, you know, we're moving on, meaning, and they asked Russia for nothing. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the deal they offered Ukraine is how come you give us all your minerals and then you give most of your territory to Putin. Right.
Yep. That's what's going to happen.
So, Musk targeted a flurry of money in late March to support Republican members of Congress who endorsed legislation to impeach judges or restrict their power, bolstering his own push to punish judges who rule against the Trump administration. I mean, this is only everything. If we don't have free and fair elections or the rule of law, then we're done as a democracy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No. We have a despot giving money to, a king.
Yeah.
You know, they're both, and they're working together. And really, the truth is, Elon Musk is just handling Donald Trump as long as he needs to until he gets what he wants.
Yeah, but I just keep saying I think that should be a bigger story, that Musk and Putin are doing this in countries around the world. They just annulled the Romanian election because of interference. You know,
wow.
And so, again, I think we know they interfered. It's just, do we know to what degree? To an illegal degree or just tampered in a way that skirts the law? You retweeted Evil Genius, who said, I'm tired of hearing judges are gonna, maybe, could, just about, warning, thinking about, getting frustrated, threatening, fixing to. You won't be able to jail Trump because of his Supreme Court immunity, but that doesn't trickle down to any of his minions. Right. Contempt and jail.
Try it.
Yeah.
You can jail,
like they
jail
do,
Pam Bondi.
Arrest him.
Yeah.
Arrest him and let him appeal it the same way. Why are we messing around? Like, we don't know how to. See, this is the problem we have. We sit back and go, you can't do this because it's illegal. Just do it.
Do it.
Yeah. remind Pam Bondi that Nixon's attorney general went to jail.
Right.
Yeah, all these people on the ruling yesterday. I need to see some Kristi Noem, some Todd Lyons, some Kenneth Gianello, some Nikita Baker, some Pamela Joe Bondi, some Marco Rubio. Arrest them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
They don't have immunity.
Right. Yeah, Tom Hobeg.
Exactly.
And they can prove he has immunity from jail.
Yeah.
And how does the person who is running Homeland Security get to skirt around people getting due process?
He does. I don't care how Trump feels about it. I don't care how Stephen Miller feels about it.
Yeah.
I don't care how Tom Holman feels about it.
Well, here he is.
It's the law.
I said this earlier, Brent. I hope Garcia sues the bejesus out of these people. Everything they keep saying has not been proven.
Right.
This is
none of it. Look, I think he's a citizen of El Salvador. He's in El Salvador. He's home. He's an illegal alien with a final order of removal. He's a MS-13 member, which is now classified as a terrorist. So we removed an illegal alien, MS-13 member, who has a final order of removal issued by an immigration judge to his homeland.
Okay.
That's not
also
true.
Specifically, the judge said he could not be sent to El Salvador.
Right.
Because he was fleeing gang violence. So here is his attorney, Garcia's attorney.
I also want to mention the Fifth Circuit's decision saying, you know, the government asserts that Rodrigo Garcia is a terrorist and a member of MS-13. Perhaps, perhaps not. Regardless, he is still entitled to due process. And that's the key point. That's the key issue. Bring him back and then let's put it all out there. Let's have the hearing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're afraid of.
You know, the thing that made me, my head pop off and go in his 360s with smoke coming out of it was watching Trump say to a reporter who asked about, you said, you know, he's a gang member, all these things. Is that true? And Trump goes, you know what? We're going to have to find that out. That's what due process is for.
Thank you. By the way, the very, very nice concern lady that called earlier, Angela's head is not actually spinning around and smoking. I said that because in the first segment today, I said the blood was shooting out of my eye. She's like, you know, you really should see an eye doctor because maybe you could be having small strokes in your eye. I'm like, no, I'm just it's just twitching.
They were concerned. That's all that was.
Yes.
It's Angela's head
did not actually emit smoke. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Standing with the Companies to Stand with You.
Yep.
Credo Mobile. Yeah. More than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values. We've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon progressive values. Scaredy bears. Obeyers in advance. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, ACLU, Abortion Care Network.
Right.
On and on. Hey, there's an idea. ACLU should represent Garcia.
Oh.
Or maybe these companies, these law firms that bent the knee should represent him. Get some cash.
I think the ACLU's on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Switching to Credo Mobile. Smart, easy way to make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. Bring your current phone. You bring your current number. So easy. Come on over. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF25.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. When is the last time you checked your home title? That is the legal proof you own your home. If you're like me, the answer is never. Problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now. Find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code Stephanie14 at HomeTitleLock.com. Title.com. Make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple block protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and they will expend up to $1 million to fix any fraud. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now. The code is Stephanie14. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie14.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While corrosive democracy news from Washington continued this week, state news ranged from good in Delaware and Mississippi, mixed in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, to downright ugly in New Hampshire. Voting Rights Lab reports the Delaware Senate advanced SB 2 and SB 3, constitutional amendments allowing 10 days of early voting and no excuse absentee voting. Legislative versions of both bills passed last year, but the Delaware Supreme Court found that the state constitution didn't enable them. The General Assembly must pass them again next year for them to be adopted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Mississippi to redraw state Senate districts for DeSoto County, which it found violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act by diluting a majority black section of the county, according to Mississippi Today. State officials in North Carolina found fewer issues among the 5,000 military and overseas voters than the Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin claimed, but the highly questionable post-election review of voter eligibility continues. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday appealed a federal court ruling directing county officials to count otherwise eligible mail-in ballots without a date. The New Hampshire Senate advanced SB 213, which would require voters applying by mail for an absentee ballot to enclose a copy of their birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers, almost certainly disenfranchising otherwise eligible voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Well, that's random. What? Chris has a baker friend who had made stigmata cookies. They look like big red holes.
They have jelly in the
holes. Oh, jelly in the holes. Yeah. That, they look sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious?
Yum, yum. Sacrilegious.
Uh-huh. Sacrilegious?
All right. Speaking of baked goods, I need a biscuit rating for Angela for Azalea Banks. Now, we welcome her back warmly, don't we, Chris?
We do.
Rapper Azalea Banks, a prominent supporter of Trump, who once called him my hero, is singing a new tune less than 3 months into his term. She said, okay, I think it's time for everyone who voted for Trump that we made a mess. Like, this is an absolute disaster. Oh...
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. She's not getting back in the cookout.
No, she can't. No,
nice.
She can't come back to the cookout. That,
no,
but
it's nice.
You know what? You know what? That's the first step to growth.
That's
okay?
Right.
It is.
Yes, yes. Admitting you
recovery.
Have a problem.
That's right.
Is the first
acknowledging
step.
That you're crazy but, and awful.
Yeah.
But I was saying a lot of this, I don't know if there was attention whoring, you know, initially, but she'd said in 2016, I think Donald Trump is evil like America is evil. And in order for America to keep up with itself, it needs him. It takes to know, and we might as well put a piece of in the White House. She said Hillary Clinton is groomed for the jobs, one of the establishment robots. And so this is part of how we got here. You know, like how many people did she, influence?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the whole point. And, you know, when I look at Kanye West, you know, you think about how many people he influences.
Right.
How many, you know, and there is this, because we are not a monolith, there is a segment of our community that is so colonized that it hates itself. And so everything, they can't deal with their blackness.
Yes.
And so every time they get it, they feel embarrassed by something black people do or the way black people think, or they want to be different than those people. They try to make themselves stand out by having this point of view.
That's what you're talking about, Stephanie. It's this specific kind of black person who, and I think that we have them all over the place, right? Who it's the the anti-woman woman, you know?
Yeah.
It's
we know some of them. All right.
A ton of them, right?
More Fridays with Frangela. Finish that thought after the break.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Easter egg hunts this weekend will be better off tomorrow than on Sunday. Tomorrow it'll be cloudy, but get up to about 55 degrees. On Sunday, though, our high is only in the 40s. We're expecting more clouds and some rain. One of the biggest parts of Easter traditions is more expensive this year. The price of eggs has shot up. You could be paying $6 a dozen or more. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The internet has offered up a host of alternatives as egg prices continue to be stubbornly high. Influencers are dyeing everything from marshmallows to potatoes. There has been a lot of interest from price-conscious parents as U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. Relief could be coming. There is evidence that prices are falling and grocery stores may start offering discounts to get shoppers in the door. But even with that, egg prices are higher than ever. That has the idea of coloring potatoes or rocks, which first made the rounds after a 2023 price spike, making a resurgence.
Now, another key part of Easter celebrations has actually skyrocketed in price more than eggs. According to the National Confectioners Association, 9 out of 10 people who make an Easter basket include chocolate, often chocolate eggs or bunnies. According to Trading Economics, at this time last year, cocoa cost $2,000 per ton. But right now, it's $8,400 per ton. Because cocoa grows in tropical climates, it's mostly imported. So in the future, tariffs could raise prices too. And the age-old question, which part of the chocolate bunny do you eat first? The Confectioners Association says 77% of people start with the ears. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with flowers as beautiful as she is. Waterloo Blooms hand arranges fresh, stunning bouquets with care, delivered straight to her door in Waterloo, Madison, and beyond, with same-day delivery available. Order now at waterloobooms.com.
Get ready to sizzle this Easter. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere at Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us.
And I saved my garden by killing the Easter Bunny. Finally.
Details Monday.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's not an option. It's
well, if you talk to the people in Georgia, it certainly doesn't add up.
you know, because they're already seeing the impact of this in their grocery stores. Tariffs, especially the way this is being carried out, and tariffs narrowly used, could serve a certain purpose, but this is just indiscriminate. It's pretty random. We're not sure what the president wants, but it's a sales tax, really, on ordinary people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Senator Raphael Warnock.
Yes.
So obviously, we talked to Olivia Torrey this week, for Angela, about he just wants to fire anyone that tells the truth. Either,
that's right.
If they're from the last administration, go after them, you know, criminally. This, what's his name, the Fed chairman, just said what everybody knows. Obviously, the tariffs are causing inflation.
Jerome
and whatever.
Powell.
Yeah, Jerome Powell. Yeah. And so Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, God, it's hard to pick, like, who's less awful, but apparently he's less awful. Uh-huh. He repeatedly has cautioned the White House that any attempt to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell would risk destabilizing financial markets.
I can't believe there's a guardrail in the White House.
Who knows if they'll listen to him?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but obviously it's
I know.
It's this uncertainty. We were talking about, you know, people we know. Although I think now that we've done an ad for your baker friend, I think those stigmata Easter cookies are going to fly off the shelves because they are sacrilegious.
They are sacrilegious.
Okay.
Sacrilegious.
But, yeah, I know we were just saying, I mean, there's, like, story after story of people's businesses that are – I mean, this is – what we were saying is, like, Trump did this flat-out lie about egg prices are down 92%.
Yeah.
Like, he always makes up a ridiculous number, and it's a complete lie.
It's a lie.
Everybody knows, if you've gone to buy them, that egg prices are way up. They're up again in March.
They're part of that magical word, grocery.
I've never heard that.
And yeah, and you know what? And his supporters not only see it, they feel it.
Right.
They feel it because they know it from their 401k plans. They know it from their groceries. Mm-hmm. They know it from the people out in the streets.
Right. Yeah,
a lot of them have lost their job.
Yeah,
thank you. And in the town halls, I love this quote from Stuart Stevens. He said, "This isn't a battle of your choosing, but it is a battle for which you will always be judged. This is the moment you must show the world and history which side of the Edmund Pettus Bridge you're standing on." I do take heart from these, you know, Bernie AOC rallies, the town halls, the polling. I mean, all of it, you know, is that we have to just, because that's what they want, is for us to just feel despair and like there's nothing we can do, right?
Right. But we need our leaders to do it. And I think that seeing, you know, what happens when a senator chooses to just get up and go to do the thing.
Right.
You know, it's like, we need the other branches to carry their weight. It's not enough, obviously, for the Supreme Court to say facilitate. It's not enough for the Fourth Circuit to come out with this incredibly well-written, I had to read it, beautiful opinion and say, no, you can't pause this. You need to get this. You have to start holding these people accountable in the ways you would hold any of us accountable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and while
That meat is greasy.
Thank you. I've said all week that this is a lot of this is they think we're Boo Boo the Fool up in here about Garcia.
Absolutely.
About Garcia. And, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I appreciate Senator Murkowski speaking out, but then, you know what? Do something. Vote with Democrats. Switch parties. Like, she. I don't know if you can hear this very well, but talked about generally being terrified.
Yeah.
We are all afraid. That's what I'm saying. But we are, we're in a time and a place where, I don't know, I certainly have not, I have not been here before. And I'll tell you, I'm oftentimes very anxious myself about using my voice, because retaliation is real, and that's not right.
So, I'm glad she's saying something, but this is the time to say something has passed.
you
got to do something. A handful of Republicans could stop all this.
We don't. Our president of the United States had nothing to say after Governor Shapiro's house was firebombed.
Nothing.
That's right.
A Republican blamed him. Blamed Josh Shapiro.
So he should probably chill. You know. Yeah. Told him
he's just. And, yeah.
Yep. I'm telling you. You have to see, I understand that it's hard. I understand that you feel like your whole life may change, but I have to tell you, your whole life is changing.
Right
now. This idea that you're protecting yourself or your family by not stepping forward. You know, I look at people and they talk about how, well, if we do this, then my business will go under. Your business is going under.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have to tell, all of us need to understand that what is happening, that this is, you're in that. That is happening.
You're
We're not
it.
Waiting for it to happen. Yeah. We're not, and it's not enough. What we can do is not enough. You know, everybody has to do it. And I need these judges and I need these representatives and these senators to start doing the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, and now we have another Supreme Court thing to sweat. The Supreme Court kept on hold Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship, but agreed to hear arguments on the issue in May.
Which is crazy.
His executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are here illegally has been halted nationwide by three district courts around the country. Appeals courts have declined to disturb those rulings. I thought somebody did the math on when Melania Trump became a citizen.
Thank you.
And that I believe this would include Barron.
Of course
she was technically a citizen yet.
It also include Ted Cruz.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me say, have we seen one white appearing person from another country that is not from people who are brown or black, African or Latino, okay?
Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern.
Arab. Indian.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got to be brown.
Show me the Canadian.
You want these Svetlanas getting deported to?
Show me the Russian.
No.
Show me the French person. And you know they're here.
The Canadian.
Yeah.
The Canadians. The amount of Canadians that I know who are working illegally in California right now.
And by the way, can I just say on the legal front, another thing that proves Joe Biden was right about pretty much everything. Trump bitterly gripes to Fox News. I can't even go after the January 6th committee that Biden pardoned, which goes to his judgment. It's a good thing he pardoned them because, you know, he's going after Miles Taylor, Chris Krebs, on and on. And again, just he keeps repeating the same lies on Fox News about they destroyed every piece of evidence. It's available online now. Because it came out totally on our side. No. Nancy Pelosi was responsible for the security. No, she knew that. She proclaimed it on her daughter's tape. No. Oh, my God. They burned everything. And then Biden gave them all a pardon. And think of it. They burned, deleted, and destroyed every single document. It's not,
not true. I watched the Supreme Court make a ruling and then Trump say we won when he didn't. And
that
then
was
everybody,
crazy.
Everybody in the room said, oh, yeah, Pam Bondi's in there going, yeah, the Supreme Court agreed with. No, they didn't.
That was crazy.
They said won. We won 9-0. You're like, well, yeah.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But that goes to show you we know the system inside of the White House. Mm-hmm. That's how insane it is.
Yeah.
Publicly, they have to look crazy.
Well, speaking of this, I save these stories for you because no one speaks more eloquently to the downtrodden rich white man in America than you do. My Pillow CEO Mike Lindell broke down in court this week.
Aww.
Oh, you know what? I need a tinier violin. This one's not small enough. I'm sorry. Telling a judge that he has no money left to pay the sanctions. Did he take his pockets out?
Inside out, inside out.
Right, to pay the sanctions imposed on him in a defamation suit brought by Spartanmatic, the voting technology company. I'm in ruins, Lindell said tearfully. I borrowed everything I can. No one will lend me any money anymore. He was ordered. A judge previously labeled a countersuit Lindell filed as frivolous and imposed a fine to cover Spartanmatic's legal costs in addition. He said, I can't turn back time. He went all Cher. Really?
Yeah.
You went full Cher? But I will tell you, I don't have any money.
I don't care. What are those shoes worth?
Yeah.
Take your shoes off.
Can we cut your hair and turn it into a wig? Let's get creative.
Okay?
I can't believe
said it. We can put you to work on the side of the road. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. How about picking some vegetables?
There you go.
Where are you living right now?
I'm still stuck on him saying if I could turn back time. Okay.
Because
I would have.
Maybe if you could sing that song. Right now, all the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We'll take 10% off. Maybe.
Here's the thing with this awful, awful party. We talked about Ted Cruz.
Yep.
So Senator Van Hollen obviously got to see Garcia. And Francis, a lot of people other than you speculated that he might be dead. But this is why they had to cave and do this, because of the public pressure. And
yes.
You know, that this story was not going to go away.
And I'm glad.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
I was so happy.
Right. I just started crying. I was like, oh, thank God.
To know that that man was alive.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I honestly did believe that they had harmed him and hurt him.
Well, they may have. I mean,
yes.
We haven't heard him
speak yet. He was talking a lot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely was being, like, he had the look of somebody who's, like, not sure what's going on and very, you know,
yeah.
But just to have him alive. And that is because, and we know that pressure worked because the president said it. He's literally got on Twitter or X or whatever and was like, see, now that he's not dead, let's like.
Yeah. Well,
and this is not cute.
And also, President Ukulele, whatever, douchebag. He photoshopped margaritas in on the picture that Senator Van Hollen tweeted, you know, as if they were having a big party. And then Ted Cruz, who's just odious, says, find someone that looks at you like a Democrat senator looks at an M13, you know, violent terrorist. I'm just like, I hope he sues all these people, right?
Yep. They are the worst and dumbest people. What I don't understand is, from a purely horror film standpoint, my thing is, even if I were on the inside of this, right, if I were Pam Bondi, I wouldn't be able to sleep with I can't close my eyes because Crazy Town gets to everybody at some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get in those crosshairs.
But this
like,
is
why can you?
Two,
why would you ever be close to this man?
Two. Well, they let two. I was going to say they let two Republicans in that went and did the Trump thumbs up in front of the prisoners, like these Abu Ghraib photos, right?
And Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
Representative
Tim Burchett, Republican congressman, said about shipping homegrowns to El Salvador. Well, they're criminals. They broke our laws. They need to suffer our punishment. That's not our punishment. And it's not a prison. It's a concentration camp if you're sent there with no charges and no due process. He said, look, I don't want Donald Trump teaching my daughter's Sunday school class, but doggone, I like him in the White House because he understands the rule of law. He said of the 34-count felon.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a homegrown criminal, I have no problem. I mean, I'm talking about really bad people. Really? Just because Trump says you're a bad person, so that's due process? I mean,
yeah. What I also have to say is follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, we want 15 more, 5 more of these prisons. Doesn't Eric Prince have some interest in that?
They're trying to declare it an American territory if he exists.
Yes.
So that, yeah.
Yeah. So when I look at that and I go,
end of the day, it's all
at the end of the day, this is about the smashing, and it's about this prison pipeline that we are going to make money off of, and we don't, and even better, guess what? We don't even have to put it, just like they removed manufacturing and exported that. We are going to export our penal system to another country?
Yeah. And why is nobody asking the question? We have more prisons than anyone in the world. Why do
Thank
we need
you.
To? And
Thank
it's,
you.
It's to avoid due process and for human rights abuses.
Which kills me because I have confidence in the racism of our own judicial system. I don't need to, you know.
Thank you, Angela.
Like, I have
we don't
confidence
need to
in their ability to incorrectly incarcerate people for their whole life. So I don't know why we got to export that.
That's the one thing we don't need to export or terror.
No,
we're doing good. We're
covered.
Doing good with our own racism. Yeah, okay. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrians.
Oh, yeah.
I have Vibrians.
You do. Look how Vibrians you are.
Look at me. Look at the pretty girl in the window there. Tell me the truth. How many different potions, beauty potions, do you have sitting on your bathroom counter, right? All you need is Vibrians Super C Serum.
Uh-huh.
The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your those day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Who can keep them all straight?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is the one product you need. Highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum. Oh, it delivers noticeable results, and it smells so citrusy and fantastic. Super C Serum. You can simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And there's a money-back guarantee. What he's got to lose? Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist.
Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Well, hey there. This spring, don't just clean, organize once and for all. It is time to pull all those important documents out of junk drawers, file cabinets, stacks of paper you have piled up, and those password-protected retirement and bank accounts on your computer. You know what I'm talking about. Your next of kin is going to need access to those details someday. That's why the Knockbox was created. The Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans. And each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps your next of kin manage your estate when you're gone. From your insurance policies to your funeral directives, your dog's vet information, that's important for me, even the code to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. And now, for listeners of the Stephanie Miller Show, save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Visit theknockbox.com today to get yours and use the code Stephanie for 16% off. Trust me, your future self and your family will thank you.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the
giant,
giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Ah, okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If this CBD is not part of your wellness routine, I mean, what up? What up with you, right? Now's the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month. Are you aware?
I'm aware.
I'm aware now.
It's also 420 weekend.
Right on. Yeah.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
CB Distillery going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. Wow. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain. I use that every Saturday after my bike ride. It's up 60% off when you use the code VIP. This is the premium quality CBD. Whether you need better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution for you. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Monday, Rude Pundit and Glenn Kirshner coming up on the big show. Fridays with Frangela, SexyLiberal.com. By the way, you can get all those fantastic shows. Anything we did live, any of the sketch shows we did during COVID, fantastic. White Privilege Perfume, one of my personal favorites.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. Elizabeth Warren, one last one from yesterday. Senator.
Chairman Powell can be fired by the President of the United States, it will crash the markets in the United States. The infrastructure that keeps this stock market strong and therefore a big part of our economy strong and therefore a big part of the world economy strong is the idea that the big pieces move independent of the politics.
So, you know, of course, Jerome Powell, they asked him, will you step down? He's like, no. and he said, it's not permitted legally. But, you know, here we go again, right? All the people that said, oh, we won't pardon the January 6th terrorists. Yeah. Oh, he won't really deport.
As someone on CNN said this morning, that hasn't been court tested yet.
Right.
So, you
right.
know.
Right. But Elizabeth Warren, just give
and
me the one.
And they don't care.
No, they don't at all.
But someone could do something.
He does not have the authority if Congress does not let him keep this authority. We can take this away.
Can I get you?
He has declared an emergency. That's what gives me authority. Otherwise, it belongs to Congress.
Before you go.
Instead of just mouthing off about what you think is happening, actually present some evidence. And let's look at the evidence. Let's let the other side come in and question that evidence. But you don't just get to lip off and say, and therefore the king gets to wave his magic wand and say, off with your head.
Yeah. By the way, in all the disgusting things Bobby Kennedy said about people with autism, one tweet I saved, doctor here, the man who RFK Jr. just hired to run his autism study literally ran experiments where he injected autistic children with a puberty-blocking drug.
Oh.
I mean, we have got to get this dangerous lunatic
out,
right?
I don't understand, because people will do this rigorous research, I swear to you, on where to have their, you know, Taco Tuesday. They will look at reviews. They will ask people. They will, you know, like, just scour the internet and be like, where can I get a $2 margarita and a taco on Tuesday? Like, but you're going to let RFK Jr. be in charge of your health and your child's health. That's right. Where we're at.
The thing about RFK Jr. is he has no intellectual curiosity with these studies. All he's looking for is a confirmation of his own bias.
Yeah.
Cherry picking information.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Cooking books.
Yep.
That is what these people do. They cook books to get to their insanity.
Yep.
I did send you the most Curb Your Enthusiasm music-worthy clip of the entire Trump presidency, and that was him stiffing Cheryl Hines.
Oh, that was great.
Stuck her hand out for her.
That was awesome.
And he completely ignored her. Just saying. You could hear the theme music in your head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, in other He Ruins Everything news, Home Alone director says Trump cameo has become this curse. If I cut it, he'd probably deport me. But now it's ruined that movie.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Brent, we all put up with him for way too long.
We did. And,
yeah, we did.
And that's the problem.
Yep,
absolutely. Listen, go to Frangela Duo. Follow them everywhere. Yep. Final Word, Idiot of the Week.
Yep.
SexyLiberal.com. Get all those shows. We love you, Frangela.
Thanks, Frangela.
We love you.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, rumors of infighting within the Wisconsin Republican Party. We talk about that with Dan Schaefer as we recombobulate. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Federal judges in two separate courts in Washington are holding hearings today at the same time on potential violations of their orders by the Trump administration. Judge McFadden, the Trump appointee, hears arguments over the alleged ignoring of his order to restore White House access to the Associated Press. Judge Jackson, an Obama appointee, has a hearing on the potential violation of her order on the firing of more than 1,400 employees of the Federal Consumer Protection Board. Reacting to Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen's meeting with the man who was mistakenly sent to that notorious prison in El Salvador, the wife of Kilmar Abrego Garcia in Maryland.
The most important thing for me, my children, his mom, his brother, his sibling, was to see him alive, and we saw him alive.
Jennifer Vasquez tells ABC News her husband is not a member of MS-13, the drug gang. Wall Street markets closed for Good Friday. This is ABC News.